Naomi Wolf is author of The Treehouse, and Caitlin Flanagan wrote To Hell With All That, Loving and Loathing, Our Inner Housewife. Ladies, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Naomi, let me start with you. I mean, is a blatant attempt to be provocative on the part of this author, or a little bit of truth?
Well, sure, there's a little bit of truth in that we are in a time of big change, and about 20% of women do out-earn their husbands, and this, you know, is a source of vulnerability and extreme emotions in people adjusting to change. But it's also kind of ridiculous because this piece, the same piece, gets written every time women make a big leap forward. You saw the same essay in the 20s when women got the vote, in the 50s when women, and early 60s when women were reading the Feminine Mystique. And it really is kind of one of these stir the pot and make everyone upset.
Well, stir the pot, but Caitlin, there are a lot of people who think that this author has put his finger on something that a lot of career women in particular probably think but don't want to say out loud. What do you think?
Well, I think men and women are both waking up to the something that poorer people, working class people, have known for years, which is that when two people work, it's very hard to make home life work very well. And I think that there's always a strand of elitism to this discussion. Two Walmart jobs are a heck of a lot harder on a marriage than two jobs scaling the heights at the law firm. But I think that there's absolutely a sense that running a home takes a lot of time, and that the women who have made a choice to stay home and do it understand that they're really creating something of immense value.
Well, but when you look at divorce rates in this country, there are a lot of things that contribute to divorce rates. You've got race, religion, economics, family history. Where would you rank career women in that equation?
Well, I think that the author, you're absolutely right, he was being as provocative as he possibly could. He was intentionally using the term career girls instead of career women, which is, I'm sure, why Forbes pulled it off so quickly. But I think that ultimately, the notion that one career person marrying another career person, regardless of gender, when two people with huge jobs get married, we all know that it takes a huge toll on their family life.
Caitlin, can I jump in? I really need to point out that what the author is really saying, if you tease apart his really inflammatory use of studies, is that when women have choices, they make choices that they might not have been able to make in the time when they had no choices. I mean, he's acknowledging that when women do make money, they might leave someone who's alcoholic, they might leave someone who's verbally abusive, they might leave someone who's physically abusive. And what he's not acknowledging, and the rebuttal does acknowledge it, is that what men really are learning is that they need to do things to make marriage last as well.
Well, there's also a whole aspect here of blame the woman,
right,
and put no blame on the shoulders of the men. If, in fact, careers have an impact, a negative impact on marriage, he's assuming that it's the woman who's to blame and not the man who perhaps is intimidated by the career woman.
Well, and I want to point something else out to Caitlin, who, you know, with all due respect, has done some inflammatory stuff herself with the issue of dual career marriage, which is that we all know that, especially before the women's movement, women stayed home and tended their wives and tended their children and gave up their careers, and many of them found 20 years later that their husbands left them and married a trophy wife anyway, and they're hardly in a better position than if they had done the things they needed to do to look after themselves.
Caitlin, respond to that.
Well, women have worked throughout time in America. There was a very small time in the 50s, and I think a lot of us hanker for that aspect of the past when a man with a union job could support his family. I bet a lot of the women right now who are getting dressed to go to work aren't doing it to have glamorous jobs in law firms. I think they'd much rather stay home with their children. I think that most women now, because of the economic changes in this country, have been forced into the job market. They're not thrilled to be going to work. I bet there are a lot of women watching right now who would say, I'd love to put my purse down, I'd love to put my coat down, and I'd love to raise my child myself.
Caitlin, of course you're absolutely right, but what I'm frustrated by is that you don't acknowledge that we in America don't have the same kinds of options for flexibility in work-family life that they do in Europe, especially in Northern Europe, in Canada, where after you have a baby, you get a year off, your husband gets a year off, you get 60 to 90% of your salary, and women there are not stressing about work and family life. Marriages aren't as stressed there as they are here.
Caitlin, last word. Go ahead.
Naomi, look at France. Why did France boil over last summer? Because there's a whole lot of women who are not white and not native-born French women who can't get in that job market. Europe is no picnic for the middle-class and upper-middle-class family if you're not a white, native-born French person.
You're just completely wrong, but I guess we have to leave it there.
And I promised her the last word, but that's all right. Caitlin Flanagan, thanks. Naomi Wolf, thank you.